Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the high probability of a Federal Reserve interest rate cut in September and its potential implications.
Wow, a rate cut? That sounds like big news. I'm all ears. What makes people so sure it's happening?
Well, the CME FedWatch tool shows a whopping 94.9% chance. It all stems from the disastrous jobs report from August 1st. Remember, the government drastically revised down job creation numbers from May and June, and July's numbers were way below expectations.
Revised down? That sounds like quite the mess. How bad are we talking?
May went from 144,000 jobs added down to 19,000. June, from 147,000 to a mere 14,000. And July only saw 73,000 new jobs when 120,000 were expected. Frankly, I wouldn't be shocked if July's number is revised down even further, potentially even into negative territory.
Negative? That is a disaster. So this weak labor market is pushing for a rate cut?
Exactly. It suggests the economy needs a boost. Remember, President Trump has been urging the Fed to cut rates, but Chair Powell has resisted, fearing it could reignite inflation.
Right. Inflation. That's the other side of the coin. Isn't it still above target?
Absolutely. Core PCE inflation is stuck at 2.8%, well above the 2% target, and upcoming tariffs are expected to push it even higher. Powell has mentioned this repeatedly in FOMC meetings. This creates a real dilemma for the Fed.
So it's a tough call. A weakening labor market suggests a rate cut, but persistent inflation screams caution. What will Powell do?
Powell says he'll consider the totality of the evidence. He'll have another jobs report and inflation data before the September meeting. But with such high expectations for a cut, he's in a tricky spot. He needs a way to justify a cut despite rising inflation.
How could he possibly justify that? I mean, cutting rates with high inflation just feels wrong, doesn't it?
The only plausible justification, in my view, is blaming the inflation spike on the tariffs, arguing it's a temporary, one-time effect. That's his best bet.
I see. Interesting. But even with the terrible jobs report, there's still a chance the Fed will cut, right? I mean, the unemployment rate only ticked up slightly.
True. The unemployment rate only rose to 4.2%. And, as Powell himself emphasized, that's a key metric. However, two Fed governors did dissent at the last meeting, voting for a cut. That's significant. It hasn't happened in over three decades.
Wow, that's some serious internal pressure. What about the Fed's forecasts? Will they influence the decision?
Definitely. The September meeting is crucial because the Fed will update its forecasts. In June, they predicted two more rate cuts this year. If they stick to that, a September cut implies another one soon after, either in October or December.
Got it. So lots of factors at play here. It's a nail-biting wait to see what Powell decides.
Absolutely. This September meeting is going to be a big one. We'll be sure to keep you updated. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.